Chapter 5. The Wages of Sin. I had heard talk of Hargorp Hanratty. He ran an empire. Its boundaries were mainly, but not exclusively, within the east end of London, from the Limehouse Basin, along the Thames, through the Docklands, to Pennyfields, where it existed in an orderly alliance with neighbouring Chinatown. Born of an Armenian mother, Alides, nay Seraphian, Hargorp never knew his father, Joseph, who was killed in a brawl in Crumlin Road Prison, halfway through an 18-year sentence for extortion. With his father's viciousness and his mother's business acumen, Hanratty built up a string of businesses, starting with a jellied eel stall and terrorising other costermongers until he had a near monopoly of that highly lucrative trade, expanding into the supply of other foods and alcohol, buying and building his own premises. By the time I arrived in the city, Hanratty owned, by Sidney Grice's reckoning, a sizeable portion of the Whitechapel area. His activities were multifarious and nefarious, for Hargorp did not care what he was involved in so long as it was profitable. Hanratty was no uncouth thug, however. He had a reputation for being a man of cultured tastes and great charm. His three gin palaces glittered. His music hall, the Hallows, attracted the most famous acts in England, and his theatres put on a range of plays and spectacles to rival anything produced in the more opulent West End. The Waldringham Hotel was one of Hanratty's pet projects. Whilst its reputation was risque, its seeming immunity from the unwanted attentions of the police and criminals alike made it an attractive proposition to those wishing to feel secure in their escapades. He began to attract the fashionable, wealthy, and powerful to his entertainments, catering for a wide variety of tastes, not all of them legal. Most importantly, Hanratty kept an iron grip on his empire. The only crimes committed were at his behest, and it was his boast that a woman could walk unaccompanied down any of his streets at any hour of the day or night without fear of molestation. He did not take kindly, therefore, to being proved wrong. So, when Johnny the Walrus was brought to trial, contrary to Sidney Grice's advice, for complicity in the attack on Geraldine Hockaday, and released to general dismay, Hanratty let it be known that Wallace was no longer under his protection, and he would not be overly concerned if his former minion were to be quietly and quickly removed.